This month on Grace for All, we are replaying some of our most listened to episodes. If you are enjoying these devotions and would like to have them in written form, our first 6 months of content is now available in print. You can find it by searching Grace for All, A Book of Daily Devotions by Jim Stovall on Amazon. As always, thank you for joining us, and we pray that you will be blessed.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad you're joining us today.
The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Many people use the refrigerator door for more than keeping cold stuff in. They put messages there, and lists, and reminders, and pictures, and sometimes inspirational words. On our refrigerator door, there are pictures of our grandkids and a small cross. For a few years now, we've had a list. It's not a grocery list or a to-do list, but a list of words. These words, there are 30 of them, came from a sermon given by our pastor at the time. She told us of research that revealed that some words are slowly disappearing from usage. They have been in decline for the past 50 years. All of these words had been common in the first half of the 20th century and well into the second half, but they are now in significant decline in regular conversations and discourse. They all, these 30 words, or virtues, or values. Here are some of them: patience, kindness, sincerity, generosity, humility, faith, love, perseverance, courtesy, modesty, gratitude. The concern, of course, is not primarily with the lessening of the use of the words themselves, but with the corresponding lessening of the presence of the virtues. The less we champion these qualities, the less they are part of the world we live in. Did you notice that this list corresponds closely with the list Paul gives us in Galatians of the qualities of one who has God's Spirit within him or her? We who belong to Jesus Christ are to demonstrate these virtues, making our lives and our world better. Let's reclaim these words by living them, and in the process, make our society a kinder, gentler place. Dear God, post on the door of our hearts your to-do list for us. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Herb Sadler.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, ST, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.